In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. Thanks to TUSD's current budget shortfalls, one of those realities is the ever-present threat of school closure. This past spring, Fort Lowell Elementary and Townsend Middle School found themselves facing that crisis. Next, Principal Barbara Cole and Counselor Bernadette Boschert describe how the staff, parents, and students from both schools struggled through the creation of the new Fort Lowell Townsend K-8 school.
We were really sort of being told, this is what we want you to do, and it was to stop being Townsend and merge with another middle school. Mm-hmm. And that just did not sit with us, any of us, very well. I think the creative juices just started flowing, and well, what if we this? What if we that? How about if we?
And desperation makes for some creativity.
Yeah, but then that K-8 idea came up of, wouldn't that be fabulous? It's almost like grow our own from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade.
I remember this tremendous sense of relief when we hit upon that. Wait a minute.
Right.
We want to be a K-8.
Right.
That's what we want to become. It was kind of a funny moment because we didn't really have a partner yet for the dance. We just knew we wanted to be
right.
a K-8.
Yeah.
What a great match Fort Lowell turned out to be.
It was perfect. Already right there in the neighborhood, very like-minded as far as philosophies and how they looked at their school as family. We looked at our school as family. It was a really nice fit.
It was just an amazing moment of synergy, I think, between the two
right.
staffs.
Right.
But that doesn't make it painless.
Oh, no. And I think that the Townsend staff also came to a realization that we were almost in the same boat that Fort Lowell was in.
It's a painful place to be in.
Exactly.
It has a tinge of foreclosure in a way.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of that same feeling like, well, we're going to have to pack up and move. And then Fort Lowell is dealing with that sense of loss.
Right.
Wait a minute. That means we're leaving this building that we've had for 50, 75, 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And these classrooms that people have come to know as their homes.
And all the programs and, you know, the garden and the pig and all of that stuff.
Well, and
how do you let go of that?
How do you let go of that and recognize, though, that you can move all that with you? It's not necessarily the building and the physical trappings.
Well, in fact, wasn't it one of the Fort Lowell teachers who finally stood up at a staff meeting with them and said, wait a minute, Fort Lowell is not this building. Fort Lowell is us.
Yeah, that's true.
And that, I think, helped them get over that bump of being able to let go of the physical placement of Fort Lowell, knowing that they could come and bring what Fort Lowell was to Townsend, to Fort Lowell Townsend.
Right. Bring their identity, bring their memories. But we're doing so much to try to make that first moment welcoming. I mean, we're all holding our breath. It's like we're in the nursery waiting for the baby to come. We're just holding our breath, waiting.
With the hospital under construction.
Yes. But the baby's coming, and so we can't wait. And so we're waiting for that moment when they come, and we want it to be as welcoming, and we want things to be as the same as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at some point during the summer when I was really struggling with how do we make it the same? How do we make it solid for kids? And I was thinking, you know, as adults, we need to learn to change and adapt. And that's a skill that's useful and that is becoming more and more useful in the world the way it is now. And so we're offering students an opportunity to see an environment that has changed. Oh, there's something familiar. Oh, there's the chair from my first grade classroom. Oh, there's the same board that I use. Oh, I see the same lady in the lunchroom or, you know, the same monitors. So some things are the same, but other things are different and you can survive change.
Right.
You
right.
can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that moment when they arrive, we're just hoping that some of that familiarity is there and that they see themselves in the school.
We just heard from Principal Barbara Cole and Counselor Bernadette Boschert from the new Fort Lowell Townsend K-8 school. Classes there start August 16th. Teachers' Voices was produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.